Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Yeah, hi, Abigail. My name is Tyler Chintanner.
Hey, Tyler. How can I help you today?
Yeah, so I was just interested in the fiber cable option. Just had a couple questions, and then we wanted to see about a booking.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to answer your questions.
Yeah, so I just had a couple quick questions reading over the material. And so it says the $16.99 per month, but that is with signing up for the ACH.
Yes, that's
right.
Correct. So once, so it's the original price for the 1 gig fiber internet is $79.99. But when you use auto pay and paperless billing, you get $10 off, and it brings it down to $69.99.
Do you have a sense of what the actual bill will be with the any fees or taxes or stuff? Yeah,
so what you're seeing is what you'd be paying. So there is no taxes. If you do get the internet service alone, you'd be paying the exact $69.99 per month.
Oh, okay. That's great. So that would exactly be what was taken out each month. Oh,
that is correct.
And then after the 2 years, is there an expectation for what that would be?
We don't have any price increase as yet or any intention of a price increase. It's just that it's if we do decide to increase the price, you'd be still having the $69.99 for the 2 years. So it would not be an unexpected charge.
Right. It'd be guaranteed for the 2 years. Not that there's something expected. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, great. Can I sign up?
Yeah, sure. No problem. First, let me look on your address. Could you go ahead with your service address, please?
Yeah, so it's 28 Chestnut Street, Rhinebeck, New York, 12572.
Okay. What you said the street number was again, please?
28. You actually sent, so we're actually both 28 and 30 because we used to be a duplex, but it's a one.
Okay, so we definitely do service that area now, so I can sign you up for service. And is it a case that you're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet?
Yes, yeah. I mean, that's all it says on this material, but that sounds, we definitely like the fast internet, so.
Okay, no problem. And so we do have another service, which is the 2 gig fiber internet. So it's double the amount of speeds that you're getting. It's where if you have a larger home or if you'd have a lot of different devices being connected, then we usually would recommend the 2 gig.
Oh, really? Well, how much is the 2 gig? Because that's why I just saw the 1 gig here.
So the 2 gig is $99.99, and you do get the $10 off if you do auto pay and paperless billing, which would be $89.99.
I see. So $20 more for the two. Is there any ability to switch from one to the other if we started with one or?
Yeah, you'd be able to.
Okay.
There are no contracts.
Right. Great. Why don't we go ahead with the faster one? Just because I'm guessing that's the case. But if for some reason.
So the 2 gig?
Yeah, we'll do the 2 gig. Yeah.
All right. Are you interested in getting any Wi-Fi extenders?
I think. Well, I don't. Will it work? We have a mesh set up currently for what we have in here, which is the Spectrum one. Will it connect with that?
Yeah, so if you do have a Wi-Fi mesh system, you'd be able to connect it if you'd like.
Yeah, then I would probably just keep using that one then.
Are you interested in getting the landline service, the phone service?
No, thank you.
No problem. And just to confirm the address, it is 28 Chestnut Street in Rhinebeck, New York. 12572. Do you rent or own the property?
We own it.
your utility wires, is it through the air or is it under the ground?
I'm pretty sure it's under the ground.
One moment, please. Okay. Is your billing address different than your service address?
It should both be 28 Chestnut Street.
Okay. Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Could you go ahead and tell your first name for me, please?
T-Y-L-E-R.
Last name?
So it's Chin Tanner with a hyphen, C-H-I-N, hyphen T-A-N-N-E-R.
Thank you. Email address that you like to add on file?
Yeah, so my full name without the hyphen, T-Y-L-E-R-C-H-I-N-T-A-N-N-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
That's at Gmail. Gmail.com.
Okay, so that's TylerChinTanner at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Primary phone number?
646-404-0980.
I'll maybe contact you phone, email, or text.
Email's probably. I mean, are you talking about for the coming for the service or? Or just in general?
In general.
Yeah, the email is probably my preferred.
All right, I'm going to read you a disclosure for the email. Do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers by email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right, so just to go over the order, you have a home location, you're interested in getting the 2 gig fiber internet, no extenders at the moment, or the phone service?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Hi, now I can hear you.
I'm so sorry about that. I was speaking. You were not hearing me, so give me a moment.
Yeah. Okay.
I think my headset went out for a bit. Yeah, so I was going over the order. So I was confirming the address, which is 28 Chestnut Street, Rhinebeck, New York, 12572. You own the property, your utility wires are under the ground, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
Correct. I'm not hearing you again if you're...
Yeah, I'm sorry. So as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so would automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do that credit check?
Yeah, I mean, we can give it a go. I'm not sure what's frozen right now, but...
is it frozen?
Check it. Could be, yeah. Do I need to find out first, or would you be able to...
Yeah, I can run it first. Let's see. Go ahead with your social.
It's, God, why am I blanking? I committed it to memory, but now I'm used to the I wonder if I can check that real fast. Is it, I think it's 0456266.
Do you want to be sure?
Well, now I'm just wondering where. I mean, I'm sure I have it somewhere. I committed it to memory, but now I'm like, Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I mean, did you want to, now that it came to my line?
All right, go ahead with it.
0456266 16. Is that a phone number? Geez, no, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm completely.
So 0456266 16.
Yeah, it must be. Because I'm used to saying the last four digits, which is 6616, yeah. Yes, and it's not a phone number because it's not the right number. So, yeah, it must be it.
Yeah, it says that it's restricted.
Yeah, okay. So we need to get that unfrozen first?
Yeah, or if you want, you could make the $50 deposit.
Okay, and by $50 deposit, when would that be?
So if it's the case... So for the deposit, it stays on the account until you decide to terminate the service, where we could send it to you as a cashier's check, or we will put it towards your outstanding balance if you do decide to cancel the service.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay, that's fine.
So you'd be doing the $50 deposit?
Sure. Not the best way to spend $50, but I feel like that's
okay.
You get it done.
And you said you want to do the discount for enrolling in auto paying paperless billing?
Yes, please.
Is that using your checking or savings account or credit or debit card? Credit or debit card is $5 off. Checking or savings is $10 off.
Yeah, the checking is fine.
Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the routing and account number.
Okay, so the routing number would be 02100322.
That's Bank of America.
Yes.
Account number?
4830-1458-5633.
Name on the account?
Tyler W. Chin Tanner.
Do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
How did you hear about ArchTop Fiber?
Well, a combination of both receiving it in the mail, but my neighbor also got it. So.
Okay. Is there anything that a technician should be aware of on your property, like a buried wire or a septic tank?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, give me a moment, please.
Okay.
All right, so before I set up a date and time, I'm going to read you a few disclosures, okay? So
okay.
At the time of our initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the job cable, that is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street. That's the day before your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop is the property of Archtop and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop Fiber, they reserve the right to charge for on-return equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. So let's select a date and time. The earliest date we have available is on the 13th of September. That's a Friday.
Okay.
Or any other day after that except on Sundays.
Okay. And is that the initial date that we do or do not need to be home, or will they be here before that for the first part?
Yeah, that would be before the 13th.
Okay. Yeah, so the 13th would be the actual day. Yeah, that would be great.
Do you want in the morning or in the evening?
Morning.
So 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., is that okay?
Do you have a slightly later one, or would it be the evening?
We have a 10 a.m. to noon.
Yeah, I think it's 10. Yep, that sounds perfect.
Okay, so confirm the appointment, September 13, 2024, at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Your email address is tylerchintanner@gmail.com. Your phone number is 646-404-0980.
Correct.
Okay. So now that your installation is scheduled, you'd be getting two emails from Archtop. So one would be the confirmation of your order, and the other would be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop customer account, where you have the ability to manage the account, pay your bill, and review and accept your terms of service, okay?
Great.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go, Tyler?
No, I think that sounds good. Thank you very much.
And no problem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Great. Thank you.